as we were singing, there was just something that came to me. To talk about baptism. And I believe that today we may not be able to have time to go and do water baptism. But we can do other types of baptism. Believing that any other person who may need to have water baptism, that the elders here will take care of it, because si there's a water just down the road there. But there are other aspects, you know, that I just want us to talk about in the next few minutes. I know we don't have much time. Baptism is part of the second experience in the tabernacle.
The experience
of the laver.
So,
if you allow me to come to the, maybe Brother, listen, you can come here. If we look at the board and look at our experience, we can see that what we are experiencing now in the fellowship, in this fellowship, and also in the, you find in the body of Christ, you know, it has to do with this experience of baptism. Many of us, after we are born again, after we come to the experience of the cross, one of the things that happens is that some people go out, they backslide. Because of different reasons. Remember, this outer court is a realm of heaven. It is the part of the tabernacle that is very close to the world. Very close to the world. So there is a pressure of the world upon the believer.
You know?
So if there is no movement forward, one of the things that happens is that there is a pull to pull back the believer, go back, you know, to go back to the world, because the problem of the soul is the problem of iniquity and sin and rebellion. So there is something inside the heart. You know, and I think Psalm 52 says, I was shaping in iniquity. And 51, yes. And in sin did my mother conceive me.
Psalm 51 nous dit que je suis né dans le péché et dans l'iniquité ma mère m'a conçu.
So when we receive the blood,
lorsque nous recevons le sang,
there is an experience of cleansing. Because the blood cleanses and washes, you know. But that experience is not enough to bring about a change in the nature. It doesn't take away the root of iniquity. The root of iniquity is taking place when we come to the golden altar, which is a very deep walk in Christ.
Les racines de l'iniquité sont retirées une fois au niveau de l'autel de l'autel.
Golden altar. A deep walk in Christ.
Profondément avec le Seigneur.
Yeah. So in the fellowship, you find a lot of people, some backsliding, some their testimony not strong. You know. So this is the place of warfare. Because of the seed of darkness within their heart. So Paul said, the things I want to do, I cannot do.
Paul a dit, les choses que je veux
faire, he said, I find a law working in me.
You know,
so there is a war, there is a battle.
Une bataille.
Even Peter, you know, talked about the lusts that war against my flesh. I think that's in 1 Peter chapter 2. So Paul realized that there was an issue. Even Peter himself talked about it, that there was a war within. You know. So it is important that we need to move forward. And the experience that moves the believer forward is the experience of the liver. The liver is a basin. It's a basin.
C'est un bassin
containing water.
Il contient de l'eau.
It's a symbol.
C'est un symbole.
Speaking about cleansing, number one, it speaks about cleansing.
Qui parle au sujet de la purification.
It also speaks about sanctification.
Et il parle aussi au sujet de la sanctification.
Then, secondly, it speaks about consecration.
Et
a setting apart.
La deuxième chose parle de la consécration, c'est tenir à part, c'est mettre à part.
And then finally, it speaks about baptisms.
Et finalement, il parle de baptême.
And this is the critical point.
Ça, c'est le point critique.
In the life of every individual.
Dans la vie de chaque.
And in the life of every fellowship.
Dans la vie de chaque.
And I can see my experience coming here that this is the this is the cross of the matter. Baptism. So this is the break point.
Ça, c'est le point de brisement.
And for us as individuals, you will also see that this is a point that either pushes you forward or pushes you back. So now, if you look at the experience of the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, in Egypt, they didn't have a temple, they didn't have an altar to worship God. The only things they knew were the altar of Pharaoh and they worship Baal, they worship the calf, you know. They have different. They worship different kinds of God. They worship the sun, worship the river, worship the frog. They worship the cow. All kinds of things. And God was bringing them out. Out of Egypt. The same thing with us. We have been brought out of Egypt. We have received Christ. You know, and God wants us to be a holy people.
Et Dieu veut que nous soyons un peuple saint.
So God brought them to the place of washing.
Dieu les a apportés
to the place of
à la place de
cleansing.
D'adoration, de
the place of consecration.
À la place de consécration.
And he took them to the Red Sea.
Et il les a appelés,
the Red Sea was a veil.
À la mer.
You know, yesterday, Brother Huber talked about the veil. The Red Sea is a veil. There's another veil called Jordan. Jordan was another veil also.
Jordan, le Jourdain était aussi un voile.
In fact, Jordan speaks of death.
Il y a le Jourdain qui parlait de.
You know,
de
so they had to go through the Red Sea to come into the wilderness.
Et se retrouver dans le désert.
You know, and from the wilderness they had to cross Jordan to enter into the Promised Land.
Après le désert, ils devaient traverser le Jourdain.
So those are barriers. That you know in our walk with God, and each barrier there is a change, you know, there is a breaking of a covering of a separation. If you do not cross the Red Sea, you cannot come into the experience of the wilderness. If you do not overcome the wilderness and then cross through the Jordan, you cannot enter into the Promised Land. So for us as individuals and as a fellowship, we must come to the place of baptisms. We must come to the place of consecration. We must come to the place of sanctification. So, what are the things that bring us to this experience? The water there speaks of washing and cleansing. In the temple, the priests, they are involved in killing a lot of things that make them dirty. They have to go to the basin to wash their hands, wash their feet, you know, keep and be fresh. So also in the business of life, there are things that we do that defile us. You know, we have friends. You know, and I think Celeste was saying yesterday, each one of the things we deal with, they influence us. When you go to work, there are many ideas, many things you meet that influence your mind.
You know?
Maybe you have a career, you want to do this, you want to do this, and all of them, they require a commitment. They want your soul. They want your time. They want your life. You know? Maybe you are concerned about your country. A lot of Christians, they are concerned about, you know, their country is not doing well. They want to do this. Those are things that can bring a defilement. They choke the word of God. It may be family problems. It may be problems from the village, your relations. Those things, they weigh on them. Maybe there are things in the world, you like the world, you know, you are attached to maybe things of pleasure, you like the television, you like to read the news. So these are things. And if you do not have a habit of cleansing and washing yourself, of removing these influences, you find that it's going to choke the word of God. Your mind will be taken away. And that's why it's important for you to have a period, a time in which you let the word of God wash your mind. You know, you go to the word of God. And that is why this lever, they used polished brass. It was women that brought it, brushed their brass, and they polished it, and it became like a mirror. Good. Yes. So, the word of God is like a mirror.
La parole de Dieu est comme un miroir.
When you read the word, it's showing you yourself.
It's
examining your thoughts. And it gives you the opportunity to pray, to respond, to repent. You know, to examine yourself. The Bible says,
de vous examiner.
We should examine ourselves to see if we are in the faith.
Et la Bible dit que on doit nous examiner
so,
nous-mêmes.
If you want to be clean,
si vous voulez être propre,
you must have that habit
of avoir cette habitude
cleaning your mind, your thoughts by the word of God.
Purifier vos pensées par la parole.
When you are friends, you are with your friends and they are saying this and that, you know. So you have to examine all those things. In fact, you have to wash all those thoughts with the word of God. Do they pass the test of the word of God? When you have a project, you have a business, somebody gives you a proposal. We normally say you let it pass through the blood. You let the blood pass through it. Or you pass it through the fire. Does he pass the test? You want to marry? You want to do this? Anything, you must let it pass through the fire. You must let it pass through the word. Amen. That is how to be clean. You have an issue with somebody. You are worried,
Vous inquiétez.
You must learn the habit of bringing it to the word of God. Before you take any step, you bring it to the word. What does the Bible say about it? They say, oh, somebody in your village has died. You are the first son. Bring money. Do this. Do this. Do you just run and start doing it? First thing you do is, what does the Bible say about it? That is the experience of a believer. You know, everything you are doing must go through the word. You must base it on the word of God.
So,
it means that you have to constantly meditate, walk in the Bible.
So,
blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, who does not stand in the way of sinners, who does not sit in the seat of discomfort. You see, that is consecration. That is experience of baptism. You don't let the world influence you. If the influence is coming, you bring it to the word of God. This friend, does a friend make my mind to go towards the things of God? Does it take me away from the things of God? If it's an influence that doesn't help you, the Bible says you have to withdraw. Evil communication, what does it do? It corrupts good manner. That's what the Bible says. So, that is the experience of baptism. So, amen. So, that is the experience of baptism. It's the experience of consecration, of sanctification, of the eleva. That is the work. That's what gives you a testimony of righteousness. Your garment must be washed by the water of the word of God.
Amen.
Your garment.
Vos habits doivent être lavés par la parole.
Your conscience.
Vos
must be washed by the word. The word of God makes your conscience sensitive.
La parole de Dieu doit rendre votre conscience sensible.
You know? You are sensitive. Maybe you say something to somebody and the Spirit of God says, look, that you are harsh. If you are not washing with the, you will be hardened. You won't feel, you won't be sensitive to other people around you. You know, so those are the experiences of walking in the liver. There is an aspect of consecration. A consecration to God. Remember, Adam used to walk in the realms of heaven.
Adam had l'habitude de marcher dans le règne spirituel.
Now, to be born again is a journey. You begin a journey back to that place of fellowship with God.
grâce de communion.
So that's why he told them on that day of Passover they must have a staff.
Raison pour laquelle il est dit que le jour de
What does a staff mean?
Le jour de Pâques, il doit avoir
It's somebody who is big, who's on a journey.
What is a
staff? Staff, a rod, baton. Not okay. Is that what you call a baton? Okay, good. So it's when you want to walk, you use the baton. It helps you to walk. You have a staff. It supports you. You walk. So on the Passover is the journey back to Eden. A journey back to the Garden of Eden. It's a journey of your mind, of your soul.
You
are going back. Adam was cast out from the presence of God.
Adam était chassé devant la présence de Dieu.
Baptism, when you are born again, you begin the journey of going back into the presence of God. So that's why you have a staff. And you must be consecrated in that journey. You must be focused in that journey. Remember Pilgrim's Progress. So many things, you are coming, deception, distraction, you know, hindrance, accusation. Yeah? Nehemiah was trying to build the wall, Sambalat was accusing him, distracting him, you know, those things will come. So when you are in a fellowship, there will be distractions, accusations, you will have offense. You know, all kinds of things will happen. And what does he do? He wants to hinder you from the journey of going back to God. Hallelujah. So the distractions will be within, they will be without. They'll be within and without. The distractions. So you must be focused. So if you are in fellowship, why are you in fellowship? Is it on what you can gain? Like, if it's a social club, you know, when you go, if you're part of a social club, you are going there to meet the people, you know, the rich people. You know, maybe when you go there, you meet one manager or you meet somebody that will give you a business proposal, all kinds of things.
So,
is the fellowship a social club? Where you come so you can get gain. Maybe people, when you come, somebody will help you. Maybe I'm poor, or I don't have job, I have problem. When I come there, somebody will help me. If you come, nobody helps you, you get offended. And you go back. Amen. That is part of the staff. You have a staff and you are moving on. Hallelujah. In our fellowship, nobody is looking at your face. So. If you come, you don't come. Oh. We don't have a register to say this is our member. It's not necessary. Amen. Because when you are there, we are looking for people who want God. Do you want God? Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? So blessed are they that what? Hunger and thirst for righteousness. When you are hungry, you don't even know what is happening around you, whether there is somebody. Amen. You are focused. So when you are there, if your focus is on God, you have a purpose. You have a target. Paul said, forgetting the things that are behind. Have you forgotten the things that are behind? The ones, the things that happened yesterday, the ones that happened last week, your failures, have you forgotten them? Or every day you bring your failures, say, hey, I failed yesterday. Then you are running and you know another. Paul said, forgetting the things that are behind. I press on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you pressing on? Or you are just dancing around all the things that happened yesterday. You know? And if you are ready, the devil will in fact you will be devil's friend. Every day he will show you a dream. How this happened. How the other one happened. How you know, you'll be accused, you'll be depressed and all that. Hallelujah. It means that you have not moved on. You need to move on. Every day is an opportunity.
Chaque jour est une opportunité.
To fellowship with God. It's an opportunity for resurrection. Hallelujah. Resurrection is not a date, it's a person. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. So every day you wake up, it's an opportunity for resurrection. Hallelujah. So whatever happens today, in fact, it's a stepping stone for overcoming. Hallelujah. Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. If you are weak, it's an opportunity for God to show his strength. Hallelujah. Amen. So that is the place of motivation.
C'est ça la place de la motivation.
Of encouragement.
Donc, c'est la place de l'encouragement.
It's the place of encouraging ourselves in the
c'est
Lord. Hallelujah. And the Bible says we should encourage one another, provoke one another unto love and good works. That is the purpose of prophecy.
C'est ça l'objectif.
To exhort the people. To edify the people. To comfort one another. Hallelujah.
You know?
So the purpose of consecration is to, it is to focus ourselves on the task at hand. You know the mind of God, knowing the mind of God. Paul said that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened, that we may know the hope of our calling. Amen. See, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Do you know God's purpose for your life? Do you know God's calling for you? What is the purpose of this fellowship? Does God have any plan for it? If God has a plan for it, the devil will attack the fellowship. Amen. There will be many things to discourage you. There will be many things to scatter you. The Bible says God does not save with a multitude or with few. It's not a number. God is looking for quality. Amen. There was only one man, Elijah. God used him to bring about his purpose. So consecration is very important. And the Bible says, the word of God is what consecrates you. The word of God sanctifies you. Even Jesus said, I sanctify myself because of you. Jesus was focused and sanctified. The Pharisees were accusing him, going all over the place, all kinds of things. He went to his village, they didn't receive him, they wanted to kill him. The Pharisees, they didn't want to receive him. But he was focused. Amen. Say, look, I must go through all the villages of Israel. He went from one area to the other. So if you go to one place, they don't want to receive you. It means you are not sent to them. Go somewhere else. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to be focused. You have to know where you are going and what you are doing. I sat down here at the right day. I was sitting here at the right day. And I got a word for you for this fellowship. God said, go to the highways and byways. And look for and bring them people. Amen. But to do that, you must first of all be focused as a group. You must first of all come together, close your ranks. And God will begin to open you out. God will begin to bring in people. You begin to reach out. You begin to influence your community and be a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen. But you must have a focus. You must be consecrated. James said, a double-minded man is unstable.
Il est instable dans toutes ses voies.
and cannot receive anything from God. If today you are in this fellowship, tomorrow you are in that fellowship, tomorrow you are in this fellowship, you attend this one in the morning, in the night you attend the other one, tomorrow you are this. You don't have a focus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, other sheep have I. There are other groups who have their burden. When you go to this one, you carry the burden of that one and you bring it here. Then you go to another one. They are doing night vigil. You bring burden on night vigil and come and drop it. You go to that one, you attend the another conference. You bring the burden of the conference and you bring it here. So you have a mixture. Confusion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A double-minded man is what? Unstable. Amen. That's why he said, do not sow your field with mixed seed. You plant this one today. Tomorrow you plant the other one. Tomorrow you plant the other one. No, 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 no. God doesn't do that. God came to Abraham, is it not? God called one man. What is his name?
Abraham.
Say, come, Abraham. I will make my covenant with you.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't waste time with any other people. He called Abraham. And he began to walk with Abraham. Began to walk with Abraham. He would rise and fall. He had a problem with Hagar. He went and have children with Hagar. He said, God said, that's not my. My purpose is I'm going to give you a son. Say, wait, sit and wait. Sit and wait. He ran and went to Egypt. He brought him back. Said, my friend, sit down and wait. Amen.
Amen.
Stop running around. Stop going from one area to the other. One business, one focus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When Isaac had a problem, he wanted to run. God said, my friend, stay where you are. God blessed him. In the same season, had what? Hundredfold. In the same land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This place where you say there is no life. If you focus, God will give you a multiplication. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at Peter. He had been, he had been fishing all through the night. He knows that fish come out in the night. He went there. Fish all through the night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said, go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to stay and hear. Say, God, say, tell me. God will tell you what to do. Hallelujah. And when he went, he got so much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not by running around from east to west, not south. You know? Every wind of doctrine. You're not going to make progress. Hallelujah. Be focused. Hallelujah. Be focused. Be consecrated. Walk with God. Wait upon God and say, Lord, where am I going? What do you want me to do? You know? And God will begin to visit you. Hallelujah. So with Abraham, he became a father of many nations. Hallelujah. And through Abraham, God established his cancer. Because he walked with God. God, you know, so it tells us the, and that is the principle the world is copying. They tell you to be focused, you know. So the scriptures have told us what to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let me talk about baptism to close, because I know that you have to go back to work. There are many types of baptism. Many. But there are three main types of baptism. There is the baptism in water. There is the baptism in the spirit. And there is a baptism into Christ. And that's what this water represents. There is a baptism into the first Adam. There is a baptism into the second Adam. Hallelujah. Amen. We are born in Adam.
Nous sommes nés en Adam.
It's a form of baptism.
C'est une sorte de
we are born in sin.
Nous sommes nés
in darkness.
Nous sommes nés
Hallelujah.
Dans
We were covered by it.
Nous sommes couverts par le ténèbres.
And Jesus also came as a man. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he made an end of it. He abolished the first Adam. And that is what the cross represents. He went to the cross. He put on flesh. He was born, you know, into sin. Hallelujah. But he was tempted by sin. He overcame sin. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he has abolished death. Hallelujah. And he has brought life. So baptism means burial.
Le baptême signifie la mort.
Being sown. Being buried into something.
Dans quelque chose.
So when he took them into the Red Sea,
lorsque on l'a mené dans la mer,
he buried Egypt.
Il a enterré.
And even Egypt physically was buried.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pharaoh entered.
Pharaon est
entré. He didn't come out.
Amen.
Do you understand? What God buries doesn't come out. Hallelujah. He buried the first Adam. Second Adam came out. Hallelujah. He buried Pharaoh. And Pharaoh died. Hallelujah. It was a new nation that came out. Hallelujah. So that's the power of baptism. So when you bury through somebody in water, you are saying all the old life, we are burying you today. Hallelujah. It's a consecration. It is a covenant. Today I die to the world. Today I rise up committed to Christ. Hallelujah. That's what the baptism speaks of. Hallelujah. And every one of us who must be baptized in water as a sign that we have put aside the world and we are committed to Christ. So that's the baptism in water. And it is a man that baptizes in water. It is a man. Can be any of the brethren that will baptize you. If you baptize before, you can baptize again as a recommitment. If you are backsliding, if your commitment to Christ is weak, you can make a fresh commitment. Hallelujah. But the baptism of Anglican Church, ce n'est pas baptism.
Ce n'est pas un baptême. It is not a baptism.
Godfrey knows. Ce n'est pas un baptism.
Godfrey says that.
They sprinkle water on you. They sprinkle water on you.
Ils vous ont souvent aspergé de l'eau sur dessus.
They make you wet.
Ils vous font mouiller.
Hallelujah. They make you wet.
Mouillé.
They baptize you as a child. Robert was talking about it the other day. You can, there's nothing like child baptism. Hallelujah.
You know?
So you are, it's when you are fully aware that you are baptized. Amen. You cannot be baptized into an organization or a fellowship or a when you are baptized, you become a member. Those ones are not baptism. Hallelujah. Amen. You are baptized unto Christ. Amen. And you can re-baptize as a commitment. You can do that. So, and when you are baptized, baptize in the name of the Lord. Or, if you want, the name of the Father, or of the Son, or of the Holy Spirit, it is the same. Hallelujah. Because the Father is in the Son. And the Son is in the Holy Spirit. So, anyone, whether it's the name of the Father, of the Son, Holy Spirit, is the same. I say, I baptize you in the name of Jesus. It is the same. Hallelujah. Whether you are put your head into the water or they put your head back, anyone, you are baptized. Hallelujah. Amen. But you must be immersed. If not, you are not buried. You must be put in the water. Hallelujah. So also the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The baptism of the water is for the body. So this is a water.
This is l'eau.
It's for a body.
That's the corps.
Then The second one, there's a baptism in the Holy Spirit.
La deuxième, c'est le baptême dans le Saint-Esprit.
Hmm? And it's for your spirit.
C'est pour ton esprit.
So there's a third one.
Le troisième.
Hein? The baptism into Christ.
Le baptême en Jésus-Christ.
And it's for your soul.
C'est pour ton âme.
Amen.
Amen.
So your soul, spirit, and body must be immersed.
Ton corps.
Hallelujah. So when you receive the baptism in water, then you are ready to receive the baptism into the Holy Spirit, which is where your spirit is immersed into the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost comes to dwell in your spirit. So you receive power. So when you have the Holy Spirit, you cannot be depressed. You are depressed unless when you allow it. Hallelujah. Nothing should overwhelm you. So there is a strength it gives you. You have an extra strength to overcome sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today we are going to be praying for people. This aspect of baptism in Holy Ghost. A lot of us, we are weak. We are not consecrated because we are not baptized in the Holy Ghost. It's difficult to push against darkness with our own natural strength. So we need the strength of the Spirit in our lives. Hallelujah. Some of us were baptized, but now we are dried. No more strength, no flow of the Spirit in our lives. So we are going to pray today. You know, and there will be a fresh unction that will come. This fellowship needs fire.
Cette communion
d'esprit
va être un feu.
You're not saying
amen.
Amen. This fellowship needs fire.
Amen.
And it's that baptism. Hallelujah. Amen. When you come together, there should be fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And when people come in your midst, they should feel the fire of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that one comes with the unction and the anointing of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You can't overcome the spirits that rule this area, this Goma area, unless by the Holy Ghost. Bible says, no man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Ghost power to overcome personally, to overcome as a fellowship, to begin to push back darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. So when people come to you who are being oppressed, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you can come against it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have revelation, dreams, visions, you know, gifts of the Spirit exploding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what God wants to bring. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is the experience of baptism. Then the Spirit of God will begin to also baptize you into Christ. So you receive the water baptism so that you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost in you will now bring your soul into Christ, begin to bring your mind. Hallelujah. Begin to break the power of the world in your mind, in your emotions, and desire. Hallelujah. That's the purpose of baptism. So I believe in God that the heavens will open today and that there will be an outpouring. Hallelujah. And that is baptism. There's also the baptism with fire. When you go through some experiences, you know, that really is like being consumed by fire. You know, experiences of trials, strong trials that try your faith. You know, and those things, you know, they serve to purge you and make you, you know, make you strong in the things of God. Even the world itself, right now, is going through all kind, you know, through the purging of fire. Tribulations. See, the world will roll through and through like a drop of man. It's all part of the baptisms. You know, and the Spirit of God is what is going to move you into the holy place.
C'est l'Esprit de Dieu qui va te faire monter dans le lieu saint.
When you begin to walk, you know, with Christ in oneness.
Marcher avec Christ.
The Bible says that he that is joined unto the Lord is what? One spirit.
La Bible dit que celui qui marche avec Christ
doit avoir un esprit. The Spirit of God begins to use you as an instrument. You know, when you look at this lampstand, there is wick, there is a cloth that is inside the oil. That speaks of your life in Christ. Life in the Spirit. When you begin to burn, when you have illumination, insight, the devil cannot come against you because the Spirit of God will reveal it. You cannot be taken, you know, you cannot just die suddenly. Something, you know, all, you know, things happen and you are not aware. You are just, you know, calamity, you know. All those things are things that happen when we are not walking in the Spirit. When we are not, when our eyes are not open, when our ears are not hearing heaven. So those are higher dimensions of work. Hallelujah. You don't need to join political party to change the course of Goma. You don't need to join social club of Goma to change what is happening in Goma. When you are in the Spirit, God gives you another authority. Amen. To begin to influence things. Hallelujah. So, in the Spirit, we have great power to change the course of events. It's a place of prayer. You know, and of course, it brings you, the Spirit of God will anoint the Word of God. And there'll be bread in your midst. When you come, you are there saying, the Spirit of God quickens the Word of God and ministers it, breaks it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that Spirit will also drive you to the point where you begin to offer your soul to Christ. Hallelujah. So you see, you can't go far in the things of God except without this place of baptism. It is a place of either going forward or going backward. And as a fellowship, you must overcome at the place of the brazen altar. You cannot negotiate it. You cannot negotiate it. It is a make or break area. It's where the power of the world is broken. And the power of heaven begins to manifest in your life. Amen. So I'm just trying to quickly rush through it because I know we don't have time. So we will pray, and then when we come in the evening, we cannot build on it. And then we'll have more time to pray. I believe that we need to pray for ourselves. You know, so that there will be a fresh touch upon us as a fellowship, as you know, as a people, so that we can be strengthened to do the work of God. The Bible talks about the work of the ministry. See, he has set ministries for the work of ministry to perfect the church. Until we come to maturity in the things of God. This fellowship must go on to maturity.
Amen.
Must move forward unto maturity.
Amen.
You know, we have gone around and around for so long. It's now time to chart a course to move forward. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So I think we should pray unless there's any question. If not, I think we should just pray briefly before we go back to work.